So first we head to the Mokgoro inquiry into the fitness of advocates Nomcobo Jiba and Lawrence Mkhwebi to hold office. Now, in another of his exposés today, former Basasa executive Angelo Agritsi testified at the Zondo Commission that Jiba and Mkhwebi had accepted bribes from Basasa. If you recall, advocate Jiba initially denied those reports of the bribes in the Sunday newspapers. Now, today, Justice Yvonne Mokgoro also ruled that evidence related to the abandoned perjury case against advocate Jiba may be presented at this inquiry. EWN senior reporter Barry Bateman is busy working that story for us. Hi there, Barry. Just take us back, first of all, to 2016 and remind us of the details of this perjury case, which may now become relevant to the Mokgoro Commission's work.
Sorry, Joanne, I missed the entire question. You broke up as you were asking it.
Apologies for that, Barry. I'm just asking you to sketch the background of this for us, taking us back to 2016, reminding us of the details of this perjury case, which Nomcobo Jiba had faced in the past.
Yeah, well, this related to Nomcobo Jiba's decision to authorize racketeering charges against former KwaZulu-Natal Hawks head Johan Boysen. Now, this had to do with that whole Cato Manor-related issue. There was more than about two dozen of the officers that had been charged in that particular matter, and Boysen, of course, being charged with racketeering. Well, what it had been found is that Jiba had claimed in one of the review applications that she had considered all the evidence before her, but it actually turned out that she had not. Some of the statements in the particular matter had not even been commissioned. And it was on this basis that it was decided that she had, or it had been assessed by the prosecutors, including Jan Ferreira here, that she had committed fraud and she had decided, or they had decided to institute this prosecution against her. It was then, shortly after Sean Abrams was appointed as the National Director of Public Prosecutions, one of his first duties was to call for a presentation on this particular case against Jiba. He also called for the matter against Mkluli, only those two particular matters, which Ferreira has testified was exceptional. What he had done then, Ferreira had submitted a legal opinion saying that this is a particularly strong case, it was the decision to prosecute was sound in law. Abrams rejected that particular legal opinion and went to the legal opinion of, it was a prosecutor, Marshall Mokgatle, if I recall. And the it was the day before that Jiba was supposed to go on trial that Abrams withdrew this particular matter. It was taken on review by Freedom Under Law, and the High Court in Pretoria reviewed and set aside Abrams' decision to withdraw the particular matter. We have found out today that apparently in August last year, Abrams referred the docket back to a prosecutor in the Northwest Province, and that director of public prosecution has decided not to prosecute Jiba. So I foresee us being back in court pretty soon for another review application by Freedom Under Law or any of the other civil rights groups watching this particular matter.
I see advocate Jan Ferreira was the prosecutor assigned to that case, Barry. Has he started testifying already, or is that likely to happen soon?
No, he's been testifying all day. He's been up since the morning. He went into significant detail. His first part of his testimony was primarily related to the case, the corruption case against former crime intelligence head Richard Mkluli and his subordinate Hein Barnard. Now, they were accused of fraud and corruption related to a deal done for cars to be used by Richard Mkluli. And he summed it up quite simply. He said you had a head of crime intelligence who went to the major fleet supplier for crime intelligence and obtained a loan. He described this as a textbook case of corruption. Despite this, Lawrence Mkhwebi then accepted representations from Richard Mkluli's legal team. He says that Richard Lawrence Mkhwebi was not legally entitled to accept those representations, but he did so nonetheless, and he decided that they would withdraw this particular matter against Richard Mkluli. He said that this is where he's showing how, and this comes to the question of their fitness to hold office, and you know, and the courts have actually agreed with Ferreira's position on this particular matter. You would have known that the decision to withdraw the case against Richard Mkluli has in fact been reviewed and set aside. But we heard today that, I mean, this was back in 2011, 2012. To date, the matter has not been reinstated against Mkluli. He has not been brought to book.
It brings back to some of the more recent testimony we've heard at the Zondo Commission today, Barry. Has anything further been said about Agritsi's testimony on the advocates at the Zondo Commission?
No, we've not heard anything here, apart from on Monday when it emerged in those recent reports said to say that Jiba denied the allegations that she's accepted any money and she will address or she's eager to address the allegations at the appropriate time and fora.
Barry, thank you for wrapping that so well for us. Barry Bateman, our EWN senior reporter.